Well, yesterday, at about 13:10 hours, an Ethiopian military helicopter, which was on a routine operation transporting troops on rotation from Kadugli to Adie, crashed while attempting to land at Unisa helipad. This is the first time we have had this kind of thing, actually, with the number of casualties. It had 23 passengers on board, including a crew. As of yesterday, three were dead, that's the crew members, and 10 were wounded or injured, three of them critical. The wounded were transported at this immediately for medical attention. This morning, repatriated the bodies of the three that lost their lives. So that's what happened yesterday.
Yes. Can you tell us the nationality of the those who were inside the helicopter? Are they from different areas? Are they from South Sudan?
You know, Ethiopia is a sole contributing country to UNISFA. So when we say the troops were rotating, it simply means the Ethiopian troops were rotating. Those who had completed their tour of duty were going back, and another set was replacing them. So all on board were Ethiopians, both the passengers and crew.
Do you have any information or detail about the reason of the craft? I mean the aircraft, because as you mentioned that it was during the landing that crashed. What was the reason?
Well, the reason is not immediately known, like you very well know, except an independent investigation is carried out by experts, or we wouldn't know from a layman's point of view. So investigation commenced. We're getting preliminary information. The experts may be arriving soon to look at the facts on the ground and the evidence to be able to ascertain what must have been the cause of the crash. So immediately the cause of the crash is not known yet.
So can we know when the investigators will arrive into the area?
Well, we are not sure. We've communicated to the authorities in Addis, and it is for them to dispatch a team of experts to come. We are hoping they will come immediately because of the magnitude of the casualty involved. We expect that there will be an immediate response from them, but I cannot tell you exactly when they will arrive.
Okay, lastly, Daniel, can you give an message, the last message, for especially for those who have passed away, the three members of the Ethiopian army?
Well, the first commander, and in fact the entire United Nations family, share this moment of grief with the people and governments of Ethiopia and the families of our colleagues who have paid the price for peacekeeping mission in Abia. As their colleagues, we can pay them no better tribute than to continue the course of peace in Abia, the reason why they laid down their life. So they can always be the price for peace. Unfortunately, our colleagues have paid the price, but we will continue with peace. So the first commander has already expressed his condolence to the families, and we hope that God will grant them the strength and the comfort that they need to be at the